This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Deaths in the south from severe storms and tornadoes over the weekend. The National Weather Service says severe storms are this morning targeting the New York City tri-state area. The strong storms could bring damaging winds and heavy rains. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is kicking off his 2020 campaign. The Democrat mayor made the announcement yesterday in front of a large crowd in South Bend.
The question of our time is whether families and workers will be defeated by the changes beneath us, or whether we will master them and make them work toward a better everyday life for us all.
His announcement makes about 20 Democrats now running for the White House. Today is tax day. If you haven't started or aren't finished, there's hope. If you're in a crunch, you can still file for an extension, though you're still supposed to pay what you owe to avoid a penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
A historic case of redemption in sports, as Tiger Woods is the winner of the 2019 Masters at Augusta National in Georgia. He says it was one of his best performances ever.
If you look at it, my first 14 wins in majors were always, I had the lead in every one of them, or tied for the lead. To have the opportunity to come back like this, it is probably one of the biggest wins I've ever had, for sure.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump never offered a pardon to a U.S. official if he would agree to close the border with Mexico. On Fox News Sunday, Sanders dismissed a report by the New York Times that the president last week asked Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan to break the law and shut down the border. Shazam remains the number one movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend. The comedy Little came in at number two. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
The identities and personal data of thousands of people have been published online following an FBI-linked breach. The names, jobs, and email addresses of over 23,000 people were released last week. More than 1,000 of the email addresses are linked to the FBI directly and other law enforcement agencies. Some of the identities even include people being watched by the FBI. In a statement, the FBI National Academy Associates says three of its local chapters were hacked and personal info was obtained and sold on the web. However, the national database remains unaffected. The name of the group isn't being named, and a federal investigation's continuing. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi asking the U.S. Capitol Police to take extra care with the safety of freshman Congressman Ilhan Omar. The Minnesota Democrat's been receiving death threats since President Trump tweeted a video of images from the 9/11 attacks alongside comments she made about civil rights of Muslims in America since then. Pelosi says the video posted by the president is disrespectful and dangerous. And elite runners from around the world are prepping for the 123rd Boston Marathon this morning. Today's 26.2-mile run will be a wet slog as some heavy storms are expected to drench that area. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Aloha from Maui, Hawaii. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. Well, I'll tell you, what a weekend, huh? Tiger Woods finally, after all this time, I mean, this sense of redemption. The picture especially of him hugging his son after and remembering what it was like, you know, when Tiger's first Masters win, hugging his father, how momentous was that and how many memories came back, you know, for those Tiger fans that, and I think for most of America that believes in forgiveness and second chances. But the one thing about sports is, you know, nothing like winning to open the door for a second chance, even though there were many people that continued to follow. There's just something just so contagious about one Tiger Woods. Ever since the first time we saw him, I think when he was 3 years old on the Michael Douglas show, if you remember that footage, this kid has captured the hearts and imaginations of many athletes and sports-minded people over the years. And, you know, it was tough. It was tough when he fell from grace. And, you know, for those of us that hoped for the best for Tiger Woods, prayed that, you know, things would have a way of working out. And, you know, considering that here he is winning a, you know, such an iconic event as the Masters, a major, another major in his sight, and that looked like there was no way that he was going to be able to contend with Jack Nicklaus's record. But here he is. He's back in the fight again, and his body is holding up and healing after, what, 4 major back surgeries? I mean, it's kind of incredible. So, you know, Sunday was a good day. It made you think that, you know, could we ever get the Palestinians and the Israelis together now? Maybe. Oh, could this be a sign that Pelosi and Trump, the Republicans and Democrats, would actually work together for the good of the American people and do something exciting? Well, you know, hey, if only for a moment we get away from, you know, the politics of life and enjoy a sporting event, you know, such as the Masters, and where someone, you know, who is, you know, on the comeback, clearly he was on the comeback. But, you know, that cannot be sealed until you actually have a victory. And a victory like the Masters was incredible, and especially for him, as he mentioned, coming from behind. You know, unlike previous wins, he had always had the lead or been tied for it. But to come from behind, this was a great, great victory and accomplishment. I mean, he is the Sunday player. He knows how to close and make it happen. So congratulations to Tiger Woods and his family and all his friends that have supported him all along the way, because it's been quite a ride. And I know that it was quite a relief to see him back in the winner's circle. Anyway, taking a look at the Sunday TV shows, you know, what are you going to do about the Democrats? The Democrats have, you know, they've just about spent all their bullets. All they can hope for is that, you know, there's something in the Mueller report, even though it was indicated by the Attorney General, Bill Barr, that there was not any collusion. Of course, that was the initial deal. And of course, like everything that comes from the Democrats, it's a moving target. Because then it wasn't about collusion, because they know collusion isn't anything that is, I mean, it is an offense, but it's not a legal predicate in which to conduct the special counsel that we just all went through, that cost us millions of dollars. I mean, close to $70 million it cost us all told, including Mueller's team and the Senate and, you know, Congress's investigation. And that's only kind of a running total to, you know, as of last year, as the end of the fiscal year. It doesn't even include all the new stuff that's going on. And of course, the Democrats have gone on steroids now because they're just absolutely fitful. I mean, it's like they cannot let go of 2016. It is beyond them to consider that we the people, 63 million people. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, two or three. I mean, you're talking 63 million people responded to the message of Donald Trump. And the Democrats were not hearing it, and of course they still don't hear it because, you know, the Democrats, by and large, they're being led by elites, and that is absolutely clear. And what the elites say is that, look, you know, the people are just too dumb. You know, they can't figure it out. And thank God, you know, we went to all these Ivy League schools, and we've had all this, you know, great education and training, and we know better than everybody else. Again, I just, you know, I think Marie Harf kind of summed it up, you know, a couple Sundays ago when she said that, you know, we don't care about polls. We're just going to have to bring them along. You know, that's the deal. We, the people, need to be brought along. See, what a violation of the basic tenet of the Constitution. And again, I'm hoping that you really grab a hold of this, because we've had this conversation with many constitutional lawyers and experts who have said, look, at the very foundation of our country is we the people. And what that means, I mean, it was so revolutionary when you think about it, what Thomas Jefferson and Madison and Adams and all those, when they came together, said, look, what we're going to do, we're going to turn the whole organizational chart on its head. Instead of at the top being, you know, there being a king or a president and all the elected officials, they're going to be at the bottom. Because if they really do their job, it's going to be about serving the people. Think about this. As we enter into Holy Week, the whole basis, you know, in the concept of what Holy Week represented, I mean, you know, think about it. It was God Almighty himself and his Son and the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost coming together to serve the people, to do something which was for the better good of the people, to redeem us. You know, for those that understand the gospel message and what it's all about. If you don't, you never will, barring, you know, some connection with the Holy Spirit. You know, sadly, you know, this message can fall on deaf ears. But even talking with David Horowitz, and David, you know, he declares himself as an avowed atheist, understands that faith and religion is such a key component to the operation of our government. And I would say the successful operation of our government, because people of faith think outside of themselves. And that's counterintuitive to the current environment. The reason that that so many people seem to, you know, seems to be at each other's throat is because it's all about me. Well, let me say to you, surprise, surprise, there are many people, especially during this Lenten season, who have really been practicing to, as Matthew Kelly would say, was to pursue holy moments and to look to make a better version of themselves. And there are many millions of people in this country who are pursuing that goal. And so, at the very heart, and then I understand, I'm not claiming that religion is absolutely perfect. We know that it's not, because, look, it's made up of humanoids like you and me, flawed. But in spite of all that, God looked beyond that to say, hey, I'm going to send my Son to redeem these knuckleheads, even when I know that they don't even care for me to begin with. And I would trust someone like God Almighty over somebody like the Democratic Party, who just says, hey, we're going to drag you along. You know, that's up for you to think about and decide, especially on this Holy Week, which I think is just just a momentous time for us to think about, you know, our own spirituality, which is a key component of what makes all of us unique humanoids. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues after this.
The United States Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, very fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with Jenny Beth Martin, which is actually a replay of a conversation we had last week. Today, they are holding, I say they, Tea Party patriots across the country are holding tax day tea parties on April the 15th, this being tax day, to stop socialism and choose freedom. Milton Friedman summed it up perfectly. He says, maybe I did well and maybe I led the battle, but nobody ever said we were going to win this thing at any point in time. Eternal vigilance is required, and there have to be people who step up to the plate, who believe in liberty, who are willing to fight for it. This is a fight for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, think about it. Socialism historically doesn't allow for more liberty. It obliterates liberty. And the fact that we're even talking about it, I say, okay, bring it to the public square. But all things being equal, you know, here you are. You're taking advantage of our First Amendment right to shove socialism down our throat. And I say shove it because you don't want to have a debate. Those that are pushing socialism, it is, like I said earlier, that spirit of the Democratic Party says, hey, look, at we have determined, the elites of this country have determined, that we the people are no longer capable of running this country. And thank God for us elites to carry you along, to take you where you need to go, as if it's been the elites that have led the way all along since our founding. Our founding fathers gave us a rather incredible freedom-driving force in the form of a U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights. When we have been faithful to that, it goes well, and the people are, let's say, happier. You know, we've been talking about the misery index. Well, let me tell you, in every country that has tried socialism, which is really, it's kind of a very soft way to get you on the road to communism. That is the gateway to communism. And make sure that you understand this. And if you don't, then I say, check it out. You know, look at the historic record for yourself and see what socialism has led to time and again. I mean, we see what's happening in Venezuela. Again, this is the clear poster child, because it is a clear comparative and consideration for us to look at when people talk about socialism. Interesting and ironically that the president of Venezuela, a once wealthy country, I mean, you know, you think about them historically, what they were able to do with their oil, but then when it was taken over by socialists, look what's happened. It has absolutely devastated the people, and the president, who once drove a trash truck, is ironically now, it's trash trucks that the people are eating out of the back of. I mean, there's clear evidence of that. Jorge Ramos, when he was there, had captured footage of people literally grabbing food out of the back of trash trucks as it was driving down the road. That's how desperate this has become. You can't even imagine what it's like. And this is socialism, certainly, at a critical moment. And people will say, and people in this country will say, well, you know, they just didn't do it that well. There was, you know, they needed more money, you know, but as Margaret Thatcher clearly pointed out, you know, socialism works until you run out of other people's money. And eventually you run out of other people's money. I mean, we're going through a little bit of that ourselves in terms of our own budget. And what has gone on is, with all the entitlements and the programs and, you know, politicians buying up votes, because that's what it amounts to. They've been buying votes all along, and they've run up a tab of $22 trillion and counting, thank you very much. I mean, I don't even know why they even bother to campaign anymore. I mean, because they find a way to get their tentacles into the public budget. They hand out money to large enough interest groups to secure their reelection. What's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen? But, you know, as Jenny Beth says, and she's going to be talking about it more in a moment, is that if we don't stand up for liberty, and, you know, liberty is costly. I mean, you look about the treasure and the history of this country, the treasure, the resources, reputation, everything was put on the line. People's very lives. You know, the millions of people who've died in the name of liberty. And to think that we would, you know, dispose of it like it is disposable so easily. But Ronald Reagan made it clear. He said, look, you know, freedom and liberty and all that the American way of life stands for, it isn't passed in the bloodstream. I mean, this is something that we have to fight for and be vigilant about, just as Friedman, we just quoted Friedman on this issue. We have got to remain vigilant on this because for some reason people, I don't understand it. Maybe I do because I see it in a spiritual context as well, is that people have a choice. Okay, you can be free or you can be enslaved. And people knowingly choose to be enslaved because, you know, I'm not going to have God be the boss over me. Well, I know better. I got it from here. I'm in this country. You know, it, little by little, what has happened with this country is we've turned our back on God. And then we wonder why things are in such chaos. And right now, why people are at everybody's throats. Because there is that prevailing force in the body politic that is rewarded when we are at each other's throats and we're all tribalized. They have put us all in our respective corners instead of, as I said earlier, us thinking in terms of what our founding fathers understood to be the case. And they were men of faith. And they understood they had to think outside themselves. They had to come at this government and this form of government in a form of servanthood, not to serve. And when our leaders serve the people, that's when it goes well for us. And the misery index is lessened. We're happier. We're affecting things, not only just for ourselves and our families, but for the world. I mean, look at the history of it. But then we have politics, and we've got, the Democrats resisting, a president that I think, the Democrats could only wish that they had voted in office. But they didn't. It was conservatives, it was Republicans that did. And here we have a chance to do something epic, to really, and I know they choke on this idea to make America great again. But I think it's even an opportunity to make America even greater when you consider the resources, when you consider, and I'm not just talking monetarily, I'm talking about just humanity. The production level, the work ethic that exists in our country today, it is powerful. And what drives us all is this idea of liberty. You throw that out the door, boy, we're going to come tumbling down really quick. I'm telling you, I am totally convinced of that, that the linchpin of all this is liberty. Ignore that, and we're in trouble. So meanwhile, the Democrats right now, the Mueller report's not going to give them what they want, or maybe it might give them something. I mean, Adam Schiff is convinced that there's a pony in the midst of all this manure that's been piled up. And so he's going to hold on to it, even after all the claims that he had information, sure enough. But, you know, what kind of a hit has he taken? You know, I drive through Los Angeles as I'm on the West Coast when I was in California. And there was a sign, thank you, Adam Schiff. Thank you for what? Thank you for wasting more money? Thank you for deceiving the people into saying you have information? Well, put it up or shut up. Well, but God forbid that we expect anybody to follow through and have any kind of integrity. No, this is all politics and it's okay. Well, this is how bad the politics has become, which we understand when, as Trevor Loudon made very clear, that it starts with we the people and the consciousness and the morality of the people. And it flows downstream. So it starts with the people. It goes into the culture. The culture is in politics is downstream of the culture. So politics is reflecting, the discombobulation of our culture right now because we've abandoned, some solid moral principles. And it's going to be people of faith that get us back on track. And you can watch the Democrats hold their breath, and I don't think Donald Trump's going to show them their taxes. By the way. Jenny Beth Martin coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's 29 minutes after.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several deaths in the south from severe storms and tornadoes over the weekend, the National Weather Service says severe storms are this morning targeting the New York City tri-state area. The strong storms could bring damaging winds and heavy rains. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is kicking off his 2020 campaign. The Democrat mayor made the announcement yesterday in front of a large crowd in South Bend.
The question of our time is whether families and workers will be defeated by the changes beneath us, or whether we will master them and make them work toward a better everyday life for us all.
His announcement makes about 20 Democrats now running for the White House. Today is tax day. If you haven't started or aren't finished, there's hope. If you're in a crunch, you can still file for an extension, though you're still supposed to pay what you owe to avoid a penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for Jenny Beth Martin, yes, the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be talking to you, Jenny Beth. Monday, April the 15th, an exciting day for the Tea Party Patriots, huh?
Yes, it's our 10th anniversary. 10 years ago, we had our first round of tax day tea parties, and we are celebrating that by having rallies around the country focusing on stopping socialism and choosing freedom. We're calling them the Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom Rally, and we've done so much in the last 10 years, and yet we still have a lot of work to go.
Well, it's amazing. If you hadn't, and I say you, I'm talking about all of us, had not been thwarted a bit by the Obama regime and the IRS, God knows how much more you could have accomplished. But even in spite of that resistance, what you have done on behalf of We the People has just been incredible. And I'm sure you look back over the past 10 years and they're so grateful for the team and everybody associated and their support. And all we can say is, hey, don't give up. The fight continues. And especially now that it's obvious, the dark forces that we're fighting here, and that's this move to socialism. I mean, let's do away with capitalism, because somehow socialism in some people's perception is proving so much better. And you go, wait a minute, what did you stop considering history for a moment here? Why are you even thinking of that?
Yeah, that is one of the things that's very concerning to us. And you're right. I'm so thankful to the people who've been involved in this movement. 10 years ago, we had over 850 people who stepped up and did tax day tea parties, and they formed groups and they got educated and they spoke out about Obamacare, and they helped get people elected who shared our values. And then we learned they didn't really share our values. They just campaigned on it, and that we've had to hold people accountable. We worked to help get President Trump in the White House, and we were able to save the Supreme Court. So we've accomplished a lot. Yet when we were dealing with Obamacare 9 and 8, 10 years ago, many of us were calling it socialized health care. And we were advised, don't call it socialized health care, call it government takeover of health care. And so that's what we did at the time. Now we are looking at a situation where where the Democrats' proposal and solution really is full-blown, socialized, single-payer health care. That's how they want to fix Obamacare. And we have people like Bernie Sanders and Senator Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introducing things like the Green New Deal and saying they're Democrats, socialists, and socialism is being championed in our country. And we just have to make sure people understand socialism has failed in every country it's ever been tried. It does not work, and it restricts freedom. It chokes freedom. And we have to make sure that we do all we can to stand for freedom.
Well, the other thing that it does is it kills people, flat out just kills people.
Yeah.
I mean, the devastation, I mean, and that seems, you know, because, you know, when you talk about a form of government that murders people, you know, they say, well, that was them. You know, that's not us. You know, we have a different program. Well, what happens is socialism has its own inertia. Once you get it started, it gets out of control. And it's easy, kind of like abortion, where we are right now, Jenny Beth. I mean, people thought, well, it's going to be rare, it's going to be legal, it's going to be safe. And it's none of those things. I mean, this is what socialism is couched in, whether it's, you know, whether we're talking about abortion or whether we're talking about health care. I mean, how many lies buttressed up Obamacare? I mean, just like you said, it's a government takeover. It is, it is health care. It's socialism health care. And, you know, the next thing to come about is death panels. But they didn't want to talk about that. You know, the Democrats, the Republicans and conservatives, they're overreacting and they're just fear-mongering and that sort of thing. But you tell me, in every country that has embraced a single-payer type of program, if death panels aren't in play.
You're exactly right. They are in play, and socialism and communism does kill. They coerce people to do things. What I mean by that is that they tell people you have to do what the government says under the threat of tax penalties or jail, incarceration. So you have to do what the government says, and you know if you don't, you're going to be punished for it. And then the way that they wind up punishing people is brutal, because you're infringing on people's rights, and people will do what they can to be free. They'll fight for their freedom, and it turns brutal.
Exactly. Well, our natural instinct is to grow, it's to multiply, it's to be productive. And what socialism does is it mediocritizes everybody. And that's frustrating for people who are ambitious. Now, I understand, you know, we're not talking about 100% of the country, but we're talking about that heart and soul of the country that is that driving force for invention and creativity. And if you stifle that, then we're in trouble. And we, you know, we were talking about this the other day, and this has to do with the misery index. Look at what happens with people's psychology, with their sense of happiness. I mean, this just sucks the very soul right out of you. And people are overlooking that, and they listen to Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she's an attractive package, you might say, and people are listening. But, you know, I think Adolf Hitler one time was very attractive, too, to people. You know, he had the right words. Barack Obama was attractive and very, very influential, you know, with people by the things that he said and his charm. Very charming. And look what happened to this country for 8 years. And these are facts. I mean, you know, whether, you know, he wants to deny the scandals, but what you can't deny is the facts. And that is that for the first time, you're talking about an administration that never hit a 3% GDP in 1 year. You know, and he had this settling because, again, here we talk about the mediocrity of a nation. He had his settling for a 2% GDP. I mean, you know, that's what we have to look forward to.
Yes, you're exactly right. he said he wasn't going to get better than that. This is what we had to just live with. This is essentially the new normal. President Trump has shown that when you cut regulations and you cut taxes and you let people decide how they're going to spend their own money rather than the government making those decisions, or more of their own money, the government, of course, still taxes us, we invest and we grow the economy. And it's what I think that people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez do not understand is this. You cannot have personal freedom without economic freedom. They are linked together because when you give people things without them working to achieve it, to earn it, you take away their sense of dignity and self-respect. And and that winds up making them feel bad about themselves. So it makes it harder for them to go and actually do more things with their lives. What the people who are pushing for socialism want is to make everyone equal. I think everyone has equal opportunity and we all need to be treated. We have equal rights. So I'm not saying that that does not happen. We're not going to have equal outcomes. There are going to be some people who produce differently than other people. That is because we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses. And some people are willing to pay more for certain things than others. But the fact is, if you hold everyone down, then you're kicking the ladder out from people and making it impossible for people to go up as well. So people who are further down may never be able to get as high as they could and accomplish as much in their life as they would in a free market system.
Without a doubt. Well, Jenny Beth Martin, as we wrap things up, again, Monday, an exciting day, April the 15th, Stop Socialism, Choose Freedom. How do they get involved in what you've got hundreds of events planned across the country?
Yeah, we have, at this point, 400 people who have stepped up to organize events around the country. I have a feeling we will wind up with even more than that before the weekend is over. You can go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, click through, look at the map, RSVP. If you want to host a simple sign-waving party or event, rally, you can do that. Sign up to do it at teapartypatriots.org, and we'll help you get organized so that we can tell the country we're standing for freedom.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're here at NRB Proclaim 19 in Anaheim, California, just around the corner from Disneyland, having a good time. And guess who just walked in? Devon Franklin.
Hey,
Devon Franklin, award-winning film and TV producer, New York Times best-selling author, international speaker, and spiritual success coach. Of course, known for Miracles from Heaven, Heaven is for Real. Spend a lot of time in the clouds in heaven.
That's why we break through. I'm coming back down.
That's right. Breakthrough. What an incredible movie.
Thank you.
I was telling Jason Noble was here earlier.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and I said, Jason, I have never seen this before. I mean, I'm in a movie house. People are crying in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's
unbelievable. Right? Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, and what's great is that what I love about that is that the same way when you see a comedy trailer and you go to the movie and you laugh,
right,
with Breakthrough, you know, you see a trailer that makes you cry and then you go to the film and you cry in a good way. So
yeah.
The trailer is a good indication of what you're going to get in the film.
But I will say that in some comedy movies that you laugh in, that's all the funny part, you know, sadly.
That's true.
But in this particular case, let me tell you, Breakthrough is such a powerful movie. I mean, how did this project come
about? I was promoting Miracles from Heaven, mm-hmm. and while I was promoting Miracles from Heaven, I was on a program where I came across the real family. And I heard Joyce and John and Pastor Jason tell their story firsthand. And after the program was over, I went to them and said, hey, I got to be a part of this.
Wow.
Let me help you tell your story. I'm a producer. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay. And we started the process and started working on the story. And, you know, here we are 3 years later and the movie's about to come out. And it's just it's amazing to me. It's mm-hmm. totally proof that faith works on so many levels.
Right.
In addition to Joyce praying John back to life after he died falling through a frozen lake, to me, getting the movie made is truly an act of faith, and it's amazing to see what God is doing.
Well, John is an absolute walking miracle because he should not have survived.
No. No, he should be dead right now.
Anybody else in that cold of water for that length of time, you know, as the one EMT said, this is about recovery.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally. This is going to be a recovery, not a rescue.
Right.
Because Joyce, his mother, you know, went in that emergency room and she said, I'm not going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And she chose not to allow what she saw to impact what she believed.
Uh-huh.
And she prayed over him, and next thing you know, boom, he comes back to life.
What about the impact that it had on the other
EMT and rescuer that you show in the movie, he was, you know, he considered himself to be an atheist.
Yes.
But he heard something
yes.
that directed him.
Yes.
Is that true to the story, the original
yeah.
story?
Oh, yeah. That's all very true. And, you know, Tommy Shine is still a firefighter in St. Louis. I mean, or St. Charles. And what was amazing is, you know, just recently he began to acknowledge God.
Wow.
Just recently. I mean, in the past couple weeks.
Wow.
So it's been a journey since that moment.
Unbelievable.
And it's incredible yeah. to see his progress since then.
Well, you know... sometimes that's what it takes, you know,
yeah.
and but that's the way God is. You know, God's not impatient.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he puts up with us knuckleheads.
That is true.
Right.
That is true.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yes. Amen to that. And so for you, as you're developing this story and putting everything together, do you have this sense that, you know, God's hand was all over this? Or?
You know what? I think a lot of times we don't know. His hand is on it until we move in faith.
Yes.
So, you know, I felt compelled to talk to them, but I didn't know, you know, if there was a movie there. I knew that the praying John back to life was interesting,
mm-hmm.
but I knew it wasn't enough to make a movie in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So as I started talking to them and the family and got more information, I realized, oh, the story wasn't over with the prayer. That was just the beginning.
Right.
And so it was, you know, as the story started to unfold, I realized, oh, here's how I can make it into a movie. So I saw God's hand, you know, getting it set up at Fox, getting a director. I mean, every step, you know, I've been able to see that God is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the final step is going to be when it comes out the box office.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, God, I'm believing that this is going to break through at the box office,
right,
Lord.
Right.
You know, not my will, but your will be done.
Right, right.
So we're going to see, you know, because all roads lead to this release,
right.
And we'll see what his intent is.
And that's the thing about God. It always comes to that point. You say release, so release of the movie, but it's also release of your creativity, the team's work on this, just to say, God, it's in your hands. I mean, this
yeah.
is what you called us to do. Now
there
the rest is up to you.
The rest is up to you, Lord.
Yeah.
We've done everything we can do, and we've been traveling the country, and myself and Chrissy Metz and Pastor Jason, John, Joyce. We have a whole team that's on board, and we've been going hard since, I think, almost August of last year, if I'm correct.
Wow.
August or September of last year. And it's been a labor of love. And the thing about it, people love the movie.
Right.
And, you know, our trailer has over 110 million views online.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's crazy what God is doing. And, you know, we're just excited.
Uh-huh.
People feel like this film is really going to be transformative for so many lives. And that's why I love to do entertainment, because I believe entertainment can change our lives for the better.
Right.
And I'm committed to making content that can do that. And I believe Breakthrough is the type of film that can do that.
And there is something powerful about entertainment, that it crosses all lines and all demographies, right?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, entertainment, for better or worse, is incredibly influential.
Mm-hmm.
It's shaping hearts and minds every single day.
Right.
Every single minute of every single day.
Amen.
Something that someone produced, mm-hmm. something that someone wrote, something that someone is starring in, a song that someone has written, someone's performed, is changing someone's mind even as we talk.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, I'm like, wow, that's a powerful revelation. And how do I do my part to use that for good?
And when you were a little kid growing up, who would have thought this is where you'd
exactly.
be, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
what
amazing.
What a journey.
Without a doubt.
It is a good God we serve.
Oh, man. Yeah. Amazing God.
Yeah. Now, I alluded to this a moment ago in terms of, you know, maintaining the storyline, the actual storyline. And you said, yes, in that particular part it was. But that was consistent throughout the movie. So the way the story unfolded, it's a pretty fair depiction in the movie.
Yeah, all that was true.
Right.
All that happened. You know, I mean, everything. I mean, him going through the ice, being trapped for 15 minutes, being rescued miraculously, worked on for another 45 minutes, being prayed back to life by his mother. You know, the doctor at the other hospital saying, hey, I don't know if this is going to work. And Joyce challenging him. Him needing to Joyce needing to surrender, John waking up in 72 hours. I mean, you know, all that happened.
Yeah,
all true.
Boy, I'll tell you, my thought is that how many mama's prayers are we going to hear now?
Yes.
What Joyce ignited and what you show on the screen like that. I mean, you know, Jesus said, look, if you have faith, you can tell that mom, get out of here. Right?
That's right.
And here's a mama that had the faith.
Yes,
and
she sure did.
Even the dad. I mean, nothing to say anything, but his belief was to the level. But his wife helped him expand his belief.
That's right.
By the end of the movie.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And that is so powerful. And sometimes, you know, you just need one to believe to help the unbelief of so many others.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked the importance of prayer, and there's no doubt that prayer, the way you've brought it on the big screen, it's going to be ignited. I just mentioned that moms, dads, I think all level of people are going to look at that and say, hey, you know, it's time to get back on my knees.
Amen. I hope that that happens.
Yeah.
Because prayer does change things.
Well, without a doubt, from a minister's perspective, what do you hope that pastors take away from this story?
You know, I hope that pastors take away from the story that they are inspired by, you know, Pastor Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that he says in the movie, listen, I don't know what God's going to do with John.
He's very raw and honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know what I'm supposed to do is to walk with you.
Amen.
And I think that so often ministry today is focused on the pulpit, not the pew.
Yes, amen.
And I think this shows it's really about the pew. I mean, what happens in the pulpit is, you know, 1 hour a week, mm-hmm. maybe for a long service, and in some instances, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so often we focus on, okay, that's ministry. Well, ministry is more than that.
Right.
You know, it's about interceding in the lives of the congregants and letting them know as a minister that you care. And so my hope is that people will be inspired by Pastor Jason and get back to pew ministry.
Right.
And not so much just focusing on the pulpit.
And as he says, are you prepared to leave the 99 for the one?
There you go.
Because 18 hours a day, Devon?
Yeah.
He's alongside this kid that's
yep.
in a coma?
That's just, to me, that's real ministry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what God calls us to do. And I love the fact that he hasn't left their side yet. He's still with them right now.
And the way, you know, as you say, God's purpose throughout this, I mean, here we are, we're talking about
yeah.
it, the multiplication factor of your words going out,
yep.
Not only nationally, I mean, this is a nationally syndicated show, but it goes around the world.
Wow.
People are hearing right now, just as you said a moment ago, even down to the word.
Yeah.
Making
yeah.
an impact, right?
Amen. It's so important.
Yeah. So after everything is all said and done, and people see the movie, what do you want them to take away from Breakthrough?
You know, I want them to take away, you know, this just simple idea. Speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Speak life. And no matter what you're going through, speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Even when things look bad, speak life.
Right.
That's what Joyce did. And as a result, the impossible happened. And I think so often we speak negative because we don't control the result.
Mm-hmm.
Period. End of story.
Yeah.
God does.
Yeah.
However, we participate in the result.
That's right.
So if we speak life, I think our lives will change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that people will walk out of the theater speaking life, feeling loved, giving love, and knowing that they matter.
Well, you imagine the hearts and minds that are going to be changed as a result of this movie. And as you say, coming together shoulder to shoulder, back to back,
yeah.
you know, for the cause of freedom and life and that which is righteous.
I mean, yes.
This is awesome, Devon.
Yes.
I mean, you're a blessing, and you've been a blessing to all of us, people of faith, and those
Thank
that
you.
Will soon to be entering into the family of
Amen.
Faith as
I
well.
Amen. I love that.
And I'm so grateful for you and all your
Thank
hard
you,
work
Bill.
And the team that you've assembled together. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin. Has been with us, and as you can tell, a real special blessing. And we've been talking about Breakthrough, which is
yes.
coming soon, right?
April 17th. It'll be in theaters Wednesday, April 17th, just in time for Easter weekend. And we're just praying and believing for a breakthrough at the box office this Easter.
Yeah, just remember, when you think it's Friday, Sunday's coming, right?
There you go.
Amen.
There it is.
Breakthrough. Where can they go for more information?
They can go. You can find me on Instagram at Devon Franklin, DeVon Franklin. And you can also follow us at Breakthrough Movie on Instagram. And you can buy your tickets right now. Go to BreakthroughTickets.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a living.